Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Dan Proser's here. He's a new friend. He's the CEO of the Proser Group. He's expert in strategy, execution, and organization accountability. He's created the Breakthrough Solutions Framework System for Organizational Transformation. He's the author of a new book called 13ers. Why only 13% of companies successfully execute their strategy. Daniel F. Proser, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Jim. It's really a privilege to be on your show.
Good to have you here. One of the things I've talked a lot about over the years is, first I'll just say that part of my goal in life is to help small business owners become better CEOs of their company.
Yes.
They're already darn good managers. We talk about management around here. We talk about sales and marketing and, you know, X's and O's and blocking and tackling. We talk about that a lot around here. But they're already pretty darn good at managing. But they need a lot of help with being a CEO. In your world, in business transformation, executing strategy, that's the CEO's job. And too many small business owners are not good at the CEO job. They could be, if they recognized it more and if they spent more time, they allocated more time to those jobs. But that's what I'm trying to do. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. And I just saw this, in fact, it came out yesterday, April 2nd. Gallup, who I follow
me too.
Pretty frequently. They
Jim
came
Clifton
out with,
is a friend of mine.
Okay. A new study says that so many managers are not engaged. And what that means to me is that they don't have the skills, and they're reporting that they don't have the skills to connect with mm-hmm. their employees, to be vulnerable, so that there's a lot of fear that's going on at the management level. And
why do you think why would they be afraid to connect?
Well, I think that Brené Brown. You heard of Brené Brown?
Mm-hmm.
She's a sociologist at the University of Houston. Talks about this, and she says that, you know, one of the toughest things is for people to actually be able to be vulnerable
mm-hmm.
in the workplace. And so,
well, the lawyers are telling you not to be vulnerable, right?
lawyers are telling you not.
There's all kinds of reasons to keep your shields up, aren't there?
Sure, but people have all kinds of experiences from the past, and the it's so easy to bring those past experiences back into the present.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, it puts it into the future, and people aren't going to execute strategy when they're worried about repeating failures of the past.
Mm-hmm. And in your book, you lay connectivity at the feet of execution, don't you?
I do.
You say connectivity is the nexus between a plan and the execution.
I do, because most of us talk about engagement, whether an employee is engaged or
we
not.
We do that around here.
Yeah. Well, engagement is a symptom. You know, it's like the top level. But underneath it all is connectedness. And connectedness is at a much deeper level, and most of us don't go looking at that level. In our relationships, even.
Explain that. Define connectedness.
Oh, okay. I'd be happy to do that. Connectedness is a feeling of belonging, a feeling of being able to contribute something. And when a manager allows other people to have a voice and to connect and to be able to contribute, you know, I think the number one thing that many studies that have come out over the past. In fact, I was looking at another one the other day from, which is something that's been, a study that's been done since 1946, ongoingly,
mm-hmm.
talks about how full appreciation of work that is done and feeling in on things, those are the top things that employees are looking for. They're looking to belong.
And it's why they and it's the number one one of the number one reasons why they leave their employer.
Exactly.
It's five or six reasons above the pay, above compensation.
If I don't, if I can't contribute to you, how long do you think we'll stay? We'll hang around together,
right? So connect this to so you're saying that if employees are don't feel connected in the way that Dan just defined it, that even if they stay with you, if you're trying to affect some kind of strategy implementation, you're trying to execute some kind of change, you're adding a new product or a new line or a new division or some new direction, if your people aren't connected, then you're saying that's how you become one of the 87%.
Exactly. Now, there's no faster way to turn a good employee into a cynical one and a non-productive one than to stress them out because you're afraid that whatever you're introducing is not going to take hold in the way that you want to see it happen. And so you start making rules or you start micromanaging or, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can express your fear.
So what you're saying is that if you're trying to create one of these new directions I mentioned a minute ago, if you haven't taken stock of the relationship you have with your employees, you're basically if you can't confirm that you've got the employees at the level that you describe in the book, then basically it's already foreordained that you're probably not going to succeed.
Well, 87% of companies are struggling.
That's pretty high.
Probably more like 90%, but
yeah,
only 1 in 10 managers are actually capable of bringing that kind of empathy to the workplace.
Is it because of the work that's being laid out, the effort to bring these people together, or is it personality? Is part of these 13%? Are they just amazing leaders, charismatic? What is it?
Well, you know, Gallup, I think Gallup talks about this, and you can get Gallup's report and see what they're saying, and they're talking about the empathy factor, being able to understand the feelings of other people. So having an empathic workplace, this is the work of Harville Hendricks, who did the foreword to my book, who's a very good friend of mine. And he works with couples, and it's
Dan, hold on to that thought. We're going to get into this empathy thing, folks, more. And while we're on a break here, think about how much empathy do you have with your own employees. The book is called 13ers by Daniel F. Proser, and we'll be right back after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.